This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Another day, learning wa lillahi alhamd, how to love Allah, what we need to do to love Allah. And today, character is very different from what we are used to. It's something we do every day, subhanAllah. If someone asks you, how are you doing? You say, alhamdulillah. How did things go? Alhamdulillah. And this is actually an act that is very much beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, praising Allah is an act that is beloved to Allah. And this is the hadith that we are sharing with you, that the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, and this is in al-Bukhari, he said, and a companion came with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, I am a poet, and I wrote a poem about praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam responded, and he said, Inna rabbaka yuhibbu al-matha. Your Lord loves to be praised. Your Lord loves to be praised. Yuhib. And this is what we are learning throughout the journey of this blessed month. What does Allah love? And this is something very different. Allah loves to be praised. Saying Alhamdulillah, which we always do, Walillah Alhamd, is praising Allah. And the best way to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually by two things. Using words that he used, subhana, to praise himself. He praised himself in the Quran. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Surah Al-Fatiha, the chapter of Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth and the jinn and the ins, is actually a verse from the Quran that Allah said it. Praising himself. And he said, Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب. In chapter of the cave, praise all to Allah, the one who sent the book down to his slave. And he used this word repeatedly in the Quran. He even ordered Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and us in the Quran to say it. قل الحمد لله. Say, Alhamdulillah, وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. And peace upon those servant that he chose. This is in Surah An-Naml, the ants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love to be praised. And you and me, what we will need to do is to practice this praise. As I said, there's two ways. One is by saying, so Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Rabbi lak alhamd, O my Lord, all praise to you. Or when he praised himself at the end of Surah Al-Hashr, the verse in the Quran that has many names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-maliku al-quddus al-salam al-mu'min. He is the Lord. There is no deity and no God but Him. Al-malik, the king. Al-quddus, al-salam, the peace. Al-mu'min, the believer or the one who believed. The believer or the one who believed the believers. This is the praise by saying. Then we have the praise he loves is actually by obedience, by obeying him. At-ta'a, obedience to Allah in reality. The essence of it, we are praising Allah by action, by saying through our actions that you are the only one that deserve and worthy of being worshipped. Subhanallah. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he practiced this when he wake up in the night to go for prayer, the night prayer, the first dua, the first supplication he used to say is Alhamdulillah. The first thing he used to say, Allahumma lak alhamd. Oh Allah, to you is the praise. All praises to you. Nuru samawati wal ard. You are the light of the heavens and the earth. And in another dua supplication he used to say, La nuhsi thana'an alayk. We cannot praise you except the way you praised yourself. So here we are, you and me. Let's learn to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only by saying it, feeling Alhamdulillah, and by actions, by obedience to Allah, or the act of obedience is act of praising Allah, that's something He loves, and then He will love me. Even when we will go to Jannah, Ya Rabbi Ami, the people of the Jannah, they will say, and this is on Surah Al-A'raf, the height, Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hada, wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. All praise to Allah who guided us to this, meaning to Jannah. And if it was not for Him, we will never be guided. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Even the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam on the Day of Judgment, when he will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking for intercession for you and me, he will come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will prostrate, and this is in the hadith, and he will start praising Allah for a long time, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the majestic, will say to him, now say, and we will listen, ask, and we will give, and ask for intercession, and we will give you the intercession. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praises to Allah, the one word of praising. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who praise Him constantly. Inshallah, Ya Rabbi Ameen, we will gain the love of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.